Start your engines. It's the Friday Night Rock Show with Vicky Martin.
Live, dangerous, and seriously addictive.
Only on Radio Nova.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to Nova.
Thank you.
It's the Friday Night Rock Show. That's Stevie Nicks, who's just joined us in here. You know what I mean? It's the kind of guests I get in here. So if you are just joining us, you are very welcome along. We are listening to the brand new release from Buckingham Dicks. That brand new, it came out in 1973, but it's been out of print ever since then, and it has just been re-released today. And to say there's a bit of palpable excitement, especially here in the studio at the moment, is an understatement. I've got Emma and I've got Eva in studio still with me now, and they're hanging around. And I have to say, I think we're doing our best work off air, because we're getting carried away talking about the drama of it all. And some of the songs, like, we've picked different songs. All of us had different songs. Lola, My Love, I think, you know, it's evident why it's iconic. It's the riff to The Chain. So we were talking earlier, and Emma, you were saying this is obviously where the sound for the Fleetwood Mac as we know it kind of came from. It's that California style or something. It's a bit of a Mamas and Papas kind of vibe. Mm.
I think you can hear her real haunting kind of vocals that she brought forward to Fleetwood Mac. But then you can hear Lindsay Buckingham's kind of layered guitar on it, which is obviously Fleetwood Mac, you know.
100%. Yeah.
So that's obviously where they honed that particular sound, I think.
It's just incredible, though, when you listen to this album after so long. And, like, I have heard the bootlegged versions of them over the years that were online, you know, but to actually hear it on vinyl in the studio here and listen to the intricacies, and then you hear, like, The Chain riff, and you go, oh, that's where that came from. That they just pull apart other songs and use them for these songs that we know and love now, like The Chain. And stuff
but
that
takes talent in itself to be able to do that, you know, to be able to say a couple of years down the road, do you remember that song that we wrote back on the last album that we done together? How about we take a part of that and put it onto this album? Like, it's just absolute genius.
It's part of the genius of the whole collective, though, isn't it? Like, as we know, this 1973, and then in 75, the White Album came out, and that was the start of, you know, that was this, for me. Obviously, I'm a little bit biased now. Like, obviously, I'm a bit Stevie Nicks biased. And for me, when she did the Rhiannon off the White Album on the Grey Whistle Test, that was when the icon was born, do you know? But this album certainly lends itself to the lore and the lead-up. Mm. I'd love to be a fly in the wall. I'd love to be a fly in the wall, they're saying to themselves. In fairness, 1973 released, it didn't go very far.
No, bombed completely. Yeah. They pumped all their money into it. And I think I was saying to you off air, like, that Stevie was out doing 3 or 4 jobs at the time.
Yeah.
While Lindsay was at home, you know, demoing.
I love a studio full of women, and we're like,
you know,
yeah.
The bitchiness comes out. But, like, I'm sure after it bombed as well, and after she'd worked all these jobs and put the money into it, I'd say there was a lot of
tune and frown
between the two of them. You know, the fact that she'd pumped so much money in and it didn't go anywhere. And as far as I know, kind of the relationship was very much dwindling at the time.
Mm,
and then
I think
obviously
so.
The story of, you know, Mick Fleetwood then hearing the demo and contacting Lindsay and saying, look, do you want to get on board with Fleetwood? And he said, well, yeah, you can. I'll come on board, but you have to bring Stevie Nicks.
I think, what did he say about it? We come as a package deal.
Come as a package deal.
I wonder, does he rue the day?
Well, look, even though it was tumultuous, you know, that's obvious, you know, with the Rumours album and stuff, but we got some of the biggest hits out of it.
But we can't help ourselves. We can't with Stevie and Lindsay. I can't. Anyway, I'm going to put my hands up and say, I don't care many times they to and fro and toy with my emotions. I'm all in. I'm here for it, you know. Like, I've been a lover of Fleetwood Mac since the 97 Silver Springs incident, right, where she put the spell on him. We all know now, because it's TikTok famous ever since Daisy Jones and the Six, because that was the inspo for the book. We know the lore, and I have been just a lover who's, you're like, what happened?
What happened?
I'm like, TikTok. Basically, she sang Silver Springs to him and put a hex on him, and then all these years later it was made TikTok famous. But it's the whole thing. It's the whole thing with them, like, you know. I'll never get bored of their drama.
And you never know what's coming next, you know, with the fact that they've been kind of throwing these lyrics up on social media and like totally toying with fans as to whether they're
pulling on the heartstrings
then as well.
Yeah, they really are. Now, we played your pick, you and Adam's pick, which is Frozen Love, and I was very impressed that Adam picked Frozen Love because I said that was the marketing song that they put up. So you've got an eye, you're like your mam, pure marketing. Yeah. You've got the sense. And we're about to play Eva's pick. Now, Eva, I know you are an outskirt for you, a Mac fan, I would call it. Yeah. You know of them, you love them, but you know, you're not as knee deep as I am. Like, my whole existence, you know, floats around them. But you've picked a song after listening to the album. Which song have you picked?
I picked Races Are Run, and the lyrics really pulled me in. So I'll just give you a little bit of the lyric. It says, "So many different kind of people trying to be the same. No way, baby," he said. "Baby, baby, no way. If we could start again, well, who knows? Have we really changed? Some say we have, reflecting our past. Who can say? Who can say?"
Well.
So, yeah, to me, I don't know, I'm going through a transition period right now in my life, so I'm becoming more of myself. So I was really drawn into that, because I do think we're all trying to be the same, but we need to be more of ourselves.
I like it. I like that little spin you put. I'm pretty sure this song is just about them killing each other, but you know, I like that spin you put.
Yeah, we'll have a positive spin.
It's a nice Eva for the positive win. She was born in a different generation to us.
Drama.
We're looking for drama. She's looking for positive. Yeah. That's how you know you were born in different decades. That's exactly it.
I haven't done my research. It's saying that the song Race They're Run is about endings and the collapse of the relationship. So I don't know. That's not what I got from it.
Well,
I thought that it was about like new beginnings and finding yourself.
Well, let's have a listen to it on Irish Radio. First time, it's 1973.
Ooh.
We took our time. Races Are Run. There it is. That's the final track we're going to play from the Buckingham Nicks re-released album. And it just came out today. If you haven't got yourself a copy, you can get it on Spotify. It is streaming everywhere. Eva picked that song, and was it everything you hoped it would be and more?
It was indeed.
Do you still think it's about transitioning, or do you just think it's about them fine?
I still think it's about them transitioning, but maybe that's because where I am in my life. Maybe in future I'll be like, oh, that was about a relationship that went sour.
Maybe. I have to say, overall, like, there's some really good tracks on this album. Like, I had heard them before, but I hadn't revisited them in such depth as I have, you know, today in particular. Like, and then we're playing it here in studio, and we obviously don't have time to listen to all the tracks, so go out and buy it and stream it and all that, and have a listen for yourself. We'd be interested to know your opinion. There is a few messages came in here, and I can't multitask, so I'm going to read them out after the girls have gone. But ladies, I'm so happy that you came in tonight. It's nice to have the Sisters of the Moon in here biasedly critiquing the album from a woman's perspective. But before you go, I put you on the spot now. I want to ask you, if you could sum up the album in just a few words, go to Eva first, what would your...
In a few words, well, I feel like what makes the album special is their chemistry.
Yeah.
Like, her raw, vulnerable delivery against his fiery precision. And together, it's an intimate,
one way to put it,
emotional. And it's a little ahead of its time. And we know that.
Yeah, I would
it did
agree.
Well. Yeah.
I would agree it was ahead of its time. I'm surprised that it hadn't got the recognition until now. I suppose it was overshadowed by the Fleetwood Mac rocket ship. But yeah, I think ahead of its time. Definitely something I would take from that. Emma.
Yeah, you could tell the chemistry there, couldn't you?
Yeah, it's all about the chemistry, isn't
it? Yeah, and they had that unique sound. And as I was saying earlier, it's obviously the sound that they brought onto Fleetwood Mac. And I think if they didn't join Fleetwood Mac, we wouldn't have the great hits that we have now. You know, that was like the prequel of all the great Fleetwood Mac albums that we had.
I agree, and I think it was a taster, wasn't it? It was a taster to the California vibe they were going to bring to this English blues rock band that were already established.
A unique sound as well. Like, the second you hear that album, you know that it's Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham. Like, there's no
denying it.
Tell it was anybody else.
I think that's part of the lore, and I think that's part of why we're all still so invested, is that you can't, I think you just can't quite believe that two people that have that kind of musical chemistry don't have the other chemistry as well. you know, like there's something that, you know, they're bound together, I think, musically anyway. And in our minds, they're like, oh my God, are they getting back together?
Maybe the chemistry away from the music, though, is probably what leaked into some of the greatest hits then as well. You
I
know?
Think so.
Well, it sounds like they had a soul connection, and I don't know if that was... It just didn't work when it came down to the logistics of being together in human form.
Or maybe it was just the 70s, guys.
All the drugs.
I think so. I think the rumours had something to do with that, you know. Well, listen, I would say if you're on the fence and you're only an outside Fleetwood Mac fan, get your hands on a copy. It's nice to have. Thanks very much to Warner Music Ireland for gifting us a copy to listen to before we got here so we could do our homework. I, for one, am very, you know, I'm all in the mood. But I'm going to play a song for the two ladies to say thank you for coming in. It's not on this album, but if you know anything about me, it is my absolute favourite Stevie Nicks song to listen to and to sing. So here it is, ladies, thanks so much for coming in. It's Sisters of the Moon on Nova.
This is Radio Nova's Friday Night Rock Show.
Seriously addictive.